aboutthecrime.net. We are the Power Hour, of course. I've got some emails about Deborah. You know, we've had Deborah on quite a bit here, the last little bit, with the fires that are going on in Northern California. There's a reason. Deborah Tavares is that woman that's on the edge of a razor here. And she is going in and finding information that nobody sees. I mentioned 1933 at the beginning on her introduction, and I'm going to have you answer this question, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think they made the American people the enemies in 1933? Really, and you can go look at the statue. This isn't me or Deborah making this up. You can go read the statue yourself.
93549.
There you go. You can go read it yourself. Why did the government make you, the American people, the enemy? The short and long answer is simply because you had all the power. So they want the power, so you are the enemy. And what they really want as an extension of that is ownership of the land, the dominion that God gave you, going all the way back to the Bible. I mean, this is as big as you want to take it. You were given the land. You were given the dominion by your Creator. The American law, the Constitution, solidified that and indemnified that in law. So a syndicate comes up, and how are they going to take that power away? And so what Deborah is describing now is an overlay of a corporate system putting a monetary value to everything you see that God has endowed you with, the trees, the air, the water, the everything. The dominion that God has declared to you, they are putting a value on and putting it under the corporate umbrella of this government. The enforcement arm of this will be the United States government or some global government, but you think it's the Constitution. No. This is the corporation. You are a corporate subject under this system. Deborah, correct me if I've said anything wrong in that little summary, and then please continue.
Well, that's absolutely true. And now what we are discovering is that it is now expanding in all of our corporate cities. And what is expanding now is the fact that the cities can no longer sustain the amounts of expense for the weaponized disasters that are hitting us all. They can no longer withstand the cost of the disruption. And they talk about that in Ernst & Young's ability to help the cities come up with new types of revenue, pricing the air we breathe, pricing and taking and making inventory on every single item. This is a plan that calls for governments to take control of all land use and not leave any of the decision-making in the hands of any of us. In fact, we know in Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, they talk about this extensively, but the controllers have assumed that the people are not good stewards of the land and that the government will do a better job if it's completely in control of everything. So what is happening is people should be, in their opinion, rounded up off of the land, which is what we're seeing now with the decimation of the fires and the elimination of cities now, and packed into human areas designated for high-density sky-rise settlement zones or islands where humans will habitate. And what we have to understand is that these planned islands are going to be so massively entrenched with wireless devices and wireless frequencies, the electrosmog in these areas will be unsurvivable. This is plain and simple, a genocide plan. And the plan is a whole life plan. It involves every aspect of the educational system, the energy market, transportation system, the governmental system. It is called governance. It includes healthcare and food production. Every single thing will be inventoried, categorized, priced and controlled all natural resources, including the air. And we were warned, and we never really understood, and I'll just say it again, because it needs to be said, and people need to listen to what JFK warned us about. And I know that at various times, as we start to understand the enormity of what we face, we can go back and look at some of these things back then, and they now have a meaning that is different for us today. And so he warned us, for we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, and on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, and on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It's a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. And our accounting in every single city and in every single branch of corporate government, which is every single branch and agency that exists in this country today. We're talking the EPA. We're talking CAL FIRE. I talked about CAL FIRE and the Burn 'em Up list on the show that we did last, Daniel. And every agency believes in climate change, not climate control or weather weapons, but climate change. And that's where the reality parts into the unacknowledged. We are in a world now where truth is literally not being acknowledged. We can look up and we can see the heavy chemtrailing, and no one will agree or say anything. It's unacknowledged. So what you're hearing right now is also a take from the report from Iron Mountain, which warned us and told us also that it was to determine the minimum and optimum levels of destruction of life and the destruction of property and the destruction of natural resources, because we have been intentionally and deliberately poisoned in our air and our water, intentional pollution. And the report also told us about the long-range planning and budgeting. That's what we're talking about right now, the accounting for the optimal number of lives to be destroyed annually in this overt warfare. And I go back now into some of what Ernst & Young is telling us. They are a global agenda to price every single thing, every tree individually in the forest. And they're doing that right now in Greece. They are taking an inventory in Greece on their forest. And this is covertly happening, and people do not understand what is happening. Because what they're telling us in their documents is disruption and resilience in agriculture and supply chains, natural and social capital. This is capital. This is a monetary system on natural and social capital. And again, they say that a large part of the disruption supply is driven by climate change. Now, we know it's weather weapons. And they talk about natural resource scarcity. Is your company positioned to address natural resource challenges? And they say Ernst Young can help you. Now, they're telling us we're running out of water. We're not running out of water. And as a result of running out of water, they're telling us that we will no longer have the food supply that we need. They also tell us that there are too many people. And so everything will have a price. And they also discuss, Daniel, about adequate insurance for climate change. And have they accounted, have all of our cities accounted in their accounting for climate change, for the disruptions? They've asked, are your climate disclosures revealing the true risks of your business? I'm going to read that again. Are your climate disclosures revealing the true risks of your business? In other words, I'm just looking at a headline in a newspaper dated December 27th of 2018, and it says, cost of natural disasters. We know these are not natural. But they go on to say the cost of natural disasters this year hit $155 billion. They say catastrophic events such as fires, floods, hurricanes, tsunamis, and quakes strike from California to Greece. And they name some of these, of course. The California wildfires, all directed energy weapons, all of it created by weather weapons, creating conditions. Hurricane Michael, again, exacerbated by weather weapons. Hurricane Florence, they outline, again, exacerbated by weather weapons. They talk about what just occurred in Indonesia.
Let me interject real quick. We're coming on a break. We only got about a minute. I want to get this question in. Climate disclosures for your business, Ernst & Young. I take that as your business, meaning these governments also, the climate disclosure for these governments. So these governments, are they making the climate disclosures? Are they making their vulnerability known so that they can insure them? And then the insurer becomes this Ernst & Young is going to facilitate the insurance. And we all know the insurer controls the whole thing.
Well, that's exactly right. Remember I said in the first segment of the show, they're going to create insurance policies even on coral reefs.
Yeah, you can see that with hurricane. Yeah. There's the break. We'll continue this on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why we have Deborah on. We've heard about this kind of thing for years, and it just becomes pie in the sky. It almost seems like it has no meaning. Deborah's giving it meaning to you right now. Right now. Stay tuned. Stop it. Not a word. Deborah's going strong here in the break. We're talking about, I mean, this is monumental information. And I was talking to Deborah, and I thought it was important this segment to maybe get a little personal so you understand Deborah a little bit. Maybe you can relate to your own situation. But, Deborah, as you uncover, I mean, you are at the on a razor's edge right there, on the edge of all this information, bringing it back to the mass public. You're one of the very, very few people that is bringing this level of information, detail of information. And it's got to be overwhelming. It's got to be taxing. How do you deal with this type of knowledge?
Well, Daniel, that's a very tough question because it is an extremely painful reality for me. I've coined it truth trauma, and I go in and out of that when I discovered how we're being taken through the accounting in all of our incorporated cities and counties and every aspect of government, every aspect of corporate government through these accounting principles now to charge us for everything. It helps me because I have a foundation of documents that I've discussed and looked at and studied and highlighted and tagged. And so because I've read so much prior information, I roll into things and it hurts. It still hurts. It's still extremely painful, and I have to take a breath. And I'm not sure how I'm going to articulate something so huge as charging us for the air we breathe. And that's what Ernst & Young is setting up now globally in all of our cities. But I platform this again on documents, and I've gone over silent weapons for quiet wars many times throughout the years, and I can think back and remember what we were told, just as I was reading JFK's warning about secret societies and the takedown and the control of all aspects, the monolithic, ruthless conspiracy. We've been told. These people knew. These people knew. So
what the, let me ask you this, Deborah. Deborah, what part of this drives you? Is it a drive to beat these people? Is it just a drive to get to the truth? Is it a religious? What is it that just, you have to have a fire inside you?
Well, it's all of that, Daniel. It's a drive to get to the truth. It's a drive to not let sociopaths and evil kill us all. It's a drive because I'm a mom, and I have maternal instincts, and I want us to live. Extinction for me is not an option here, and I'm fighting like mad to discover what is happening and what these controllers are doing, so that perhaps many of the audience that can listen, maybe many that are involved in creating these types of realities, because it's based on human compromise. We have people in jobs, albeit they're compartmentalized, but they sign contracts for non-disclosure over types of technology creations that are destroying humanity and all life on this planet. And I'm hoping that people will hear this and decide that they want to live in right conduct, live under God's law, not under greed, not under willful ignorance. Because now we have a society, sadly, that is so polluted and diluted with the toxic food delivery system, the water delivery system, the air, the vaccinations, that most people are chemically lobotomized. And now, because of the prompting and the idea that we're running out of water, our governments are building more wastewater treatment plants, that sewer, urine, and pharmaceutical treatment plants, to serve that up in our municipal water delivery systems. They call it a blend. In some areas, they will inject all of these toxic waters now into the uphill streams so that it merges into our reservoirs and creates a blend, a toxic blend. Now, you have to understand, the surface water everywhere is already toxic without adding human feces and urine and pharmaceuticals to it, because we've been drinking the secondary water supply, which has been intentionally poisoned, remembering that the report from Iron Mountain told us there would be a deliberate intensification of poisoning of the air and water. That has occurred.
There's a break. You mentioned Iron Mountain. You mentioned silent weapons for quiet wars. We'll talk about both of those on the other side. I'm just... This is so big, Deborah. I'm just... It is...
It's hard to put words to it,
surreal to be here.
It's hard to put words to it.
Massively important to what Deborah. Don't forget the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, all our specials that we have there. Check those out. I won't go into detail. We need to get back to Deborah. StopTheCrime.net, thepowerhour.com. We'll have this video up on our YouTube channel, Deborah's channel. This is very important. This is breaking news. She's going to disclose a couple of documents that, well, I'll just let her tell it. Deborah, go ahead. Take the floor.
Yes. For everyone that's listening, this is going to be very tough material, and I will be covering it over a number of programs. You'll hear this discussed in more detail, but to say what you're going to hear me say now is completely detailed in the documents, and so I'm going to give you some rough outlines right now. There is a planned grid outage, in other words, failure of the utility system for electricity and water planned for the United States and elsewhere. That is a plan. That's all part of the massive, massive transition that they're blaming on climate change. They are saying in hundreds of climate action plans that I have looked at, and again, I haven't looked at all of them, but I've looked at enough to see some general threads. And the general threads in them are increased heat events and solar dimming and crop failure. But let's talk about heat events, because they correlate the heat events to power outages. And I've talked before about electromagnetic frequencies, pulses. It will be a power outage designed through the utility system, the grid system, because I'm looking at reports from international tree trimming firms that have come into the United States to trim trees, they're saying, that must be trimmed to prevent massive power outages. So I'm going to read a couple of things to you to let you know where I find these things. There's a vegetation management company, and they've had many, many years in the United States, and it is very disarming. The company is called, the initials are A, C as in cat, R as in ruthless, and T as in tragic. That's ACRT services. Now, I want to talk about some of the things that are discussed. They say that in Northern California, Pacific Gas and Electric, which is Rothschild, who runs the grid throughout this entire country through the smart meters. And PG&E recently received even worse publicity. Now, this is just back in 2017. So PG&E had worse publicity when the California Public Utility Commission fined Rothschild, PG&E, $8.3 million for failing to maintain a gray pine tree that connected with a power line and ignited a fire. The September 2015 fire burned 110 square miles, destroyed 549 homes, killed two people, and caused $300 million in insured losses. Did you hear about that one? You didn't, but now you have. Here's also what this company is saying. This is the tree company. Tree contact with power lines is a leading cause of power outages and has caused several past regional blackouts, including the August 2003 blackout that affected 50 million people in the Northeast U.S. and parts of Canada. This and the PG&E incident show that inadequate vegetation management can cause worse devastation than a local power outage. We are being set up for a dark start. That's what it's called, a black start. It's called a black start. So to understand the magnitude of what we face, I can't recommend more that everybody read the book 1 Second After. Now, while it was written as a novel, it will give you some ideas of what to plan for, because all of you need to plan for a black start. It will happen. Because the
Hold right there. I mean, this is bombshell. What you're saying, let me summarize. Let's not just gloss over. Okay, you're saying that a planned blackout, the grid is so vulnerable that these inconsistencies are there on purpose. They're at some point that the power companies and the agencies and what have you that have aligned against us are going to use these vulnerabilities to trigger some sort of blackout. Do you mean regionally? Do you mean nationally? Do you mean the grid being totally shut down, can't repair it? What do you mean?
The grid vulnerabilities has been planned, designed into the system. It is by neglect and maintenance but planned vulnerabilities. Even Canada and Europe are hardened up better than we are against an EMP. I found in the NASA war document, and I have a YouTube up, and I can't remember what I call it, but go to stopthecrime.net. It's something like 5G earthquakes and EMP. Understand they can do it all, earthquakes. They can even create, the stoning of meteors on us as well. The enormity of weaponization and the manipulation that has been created through technologies that have been withheld from us are immense. But in the NASA war document, it's mentioned over 7 times the use of an EMP. And our government, again, has not hardened up. We're not hardened up against this, and it won't be an EMP. It will be our de facto corporate government, our government, which is a network of agencies and corporate agencies that makes money on disasters, making money on disasters. This is all being run by the most powerful people on this planet. And you're hearing me talk about planned grid outages. Yes. So everyone listening, all you preppers, everyone, please understand, there's a document entitled Electromagnetic Defense Task Force. Again, Electromagnetic Defense Task Force. It is a 2018 report. And you need to read this report. In fact, Daniel, this needs to be under the show notes of this YouTube that you're going to be doing. Because yes, the majority of this document discusses the United States' inability and lack of preparedness to help us in an EMP, in an electromagnetic pulse. But this will be a grid shutdown. That's what it will be. And they say that military and civil society are unprepared to mitigate the high consequences of this threat. Unprepared. Most definitely unprepared. When I read this document, along with other documents that I've read, and you look at the plans to reduce the population, certainly we can see that being enhanced massively. And so they say that the United States response and the organizations cannot provide timely support to any of us in terms of restoration of the electrical power due to logistical interruptions. They say that they only have 16 hours battery time to continue cooling the reactors and spent fuel pools. And in worst case scenario, all reactors within an affected region could be impacted simultaneously in the United States. This would risk meltdowns at approximately 60 sites within the United States and 99 nuclear reactors with more than 60,000 metric tons of spent nuclear fuel in the storage pools. And they go on to talk about how prolonged loss of power to these critical sites poses the risk of radioactive contamination to the continental United States. This report leaves me speechless, as it should be leaving all of you. But I learned something else in this report. I learned what happened with Fukushima. And, of course, we know that the 9.0 earthquake was created. We also know that the tsunami was created. But what they say in this document is that General Electric supplied the equipment to Fukushima. The United States gave all of the information on how the reactors were to be taken care of.
Stay tuned. Very important. I don't need to tell you this. Very important interview here with Deborah. StopTheCrime.net is her website. Catherine will make a video of this. The YouTube, the last one, it's had, I don't know, 50,000 or 60,000 views. The last interview that we've done with her. This one, I'm sure, will be just as important. And you're the sensor breaker, ladies and gentlemen. You're the one that can share it and get through this. And so we'll have this up on our YouTube website. We'll give it to Deborah. Deborah will have it on her YouTube channel. And very important. And we got one segment left, Deborah. Let's finish with where you were, and then let's go to your document about the plan for women and children.
Well, yes, it's important for everyone to know that, again, our utility electric grid system has not been hardened, and the equipment has an extremely high probability of disruption and failure. And when we're subjected to this, at the range of wavelengths and power levels that will happen, the failures will include long-term loss of electrical power due to the loss of emergency generators. There will be sewerage and fresh water, banking, landlines, cellular service, vehicles, and so forth that will not operate. We can also anticipate widespread failures that will result in massive civil unrest within hours. And we have to remember that during the 1977 New York City blackout, widespread looting began within 8 hours of losing power. And within 24 hours, arsonists caused more than 3,000 fires. And they talk about in this document, which is where I'm getting this information that you're hearing me tell you right now. They're telling you what will happen, and it will. Just as we were told by JFK in his warning, just as the report from Iron Mountain, just as silent weapons for quiet wars. Now this, we're being told yet again. They talk about, again, the risk of reactor breach under 16 hours due to loss or ability to cool and resulting over pressure. And again, you heard me talk about Fukushima. What ended up being the cause, they claim, for the disaster at those reactors or the floods. That way they were able to eliminate any liability against GE, against the United States and Pepco, and anyone else that was involved in that massive, intentional, created failure, so that they could see exactly how this would work, exactly how it would work. Now, this document also contains the 5G network, and how the FCC and FAA have been told to stand down and get out of the way of the rollout of 5G. 5G will be redundant systems. It is going underground in fiber. It is going on ground, which we've seen the small cells being attached. It's massively occurring. There are no pilot programs. It's a massive rollout. And it's also space-based. So when they create the fires and the floods, they'll have redundant systems, obviously, to literally cook people like on a hot plate, because they won't have a total failure of the 5G weaponized frequency system. And I can only say that the 5G, they say, is boundary crossing. It's to secure communications advancement with nearly unlimited bandwidth. There'll be no latency, which means no delays. 100 times higher wireless transfer rates and 100 times, as I said, less latency. They say that this is necessary for warfare. They also say that the country that controls the 5G network first will control the Internet of Things globally and all global data. So for all of you that think you can stand in front of your incorporated cities and have those your presumed elected officials do anything for you, your city has zero jurisdiction. This is in the most recent FCC documents. There was a time when the cities could deny a siting of a cell tower based on how it looked, on aesthetics. That is now eliminated. And this document says that the FCC is to stand down, out of the way, because Crown Castle, through London, is rolling in not only with the accounting system to charge us for our air, but to cook us with the frequencies. Now, I've been mentioning to Daniel on some breaks about another horrific document. I'll only get into it now. And, Daniel, you'll need to have me back to go over this one. But we have a document.
Oh, I've got about 2.5 minutes.
That talks about the reduction of the women globally. And they talk about climate change as being the reason that women are going to die in third world countries because of the lack of food and the heat strokes, all of the consequences of climate change. That is by and large why many of these people are migrating. They are forcing mass migration due to climate change. And all of the people that are on foot traveling up from South and Central America and through Mexico are also running from the fact they can no longer grow food. And that is not mentioned. I have not seen that mentioned. But that is one of the many reasons why they are having to leave their homes. We're leaving in our homes too, but they're forcing us out with floods and fires. It's the same thing. It's climate change, climate control. These people are fleeing that as well. Keep that in mind.
Climate weapons.
They're weapons. Our environment is weaponized. We are being massively, massively damaged and relocated. In fact, in the genocide plan that specifies by the year 2025, the two causes, they claim, will be suicide and the inability to adjust from climate change disruption and relocation. So I can say what is happening, we all see it. And you need to understand your cities are compliant. This is, they've always said, go local. Go local. Well, their plan has been to go local, and they are. They're in your cities. This Ernst and Young, look it up for yourselves. Find out who your city has outsourced their accounting to so that you can understand you're going to pay massive taxes because they haven't augmented climate crisis costs into their plan. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Please follow us closely and listen to our YouTube. Thank you, Daniel.
Of course, Deborah. Of course. The big question is, who are you, ladies and gentlemen? Who are you? And I declare in the name of Almighty God that those who love the truth will be able to stand for the truth and will be able to stand in holy places, and that God will be with you, and that God will overt these men who seek to destroy the youth. For those who love the truth, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you soon.